Podcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the Gospel of Mark, and we're in chapter 13. Trust you'll have your Bible open, and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. The Bible says there's none righteous in the world. And you know who he said that to? The Jews, who should have been in the front row of righteousness because they had all the truth. And he says, know this, after he told us all the litany of things about lost people and their nature. He says they've all gone out of the way. Under their tongue is the poison of asps. He says, these guys, they're all wicked, all of them. And he says, now listen, you Jewish people, he says, Romans in chapter 3, this is where this is at. It says, know this, that whatsoever things the law says, it says to them that are under the law. The lost people aren't reading your book, you're reading it. Look at you. Okay, you got to look in the mirror. As God's people, we got to be a cut above. It's writing to you about holiness. It's writing to me about righteousness, about goodness, about faith. Bible says that we're supposed to be the ones who are testifying now. This is our time. We're at the end of the church age, getting ready for Israel's time back on the platform, which is a miracle that they even exist because they were gone from 70 AD to 1948 when we had a birth of a nation. The Bible says, but when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be at Judea flee to the mountains. And let him that is on the housetop go not down and so forth. He's saying it's going to be bad. Now what you have to do is you have to get a kind of a close idea of how this sits in the bigger picture. The reason people will fall for a pre-wrath rapture is because they think it's getting bad and they don't want to be, maybe they don't want to be wrong. Or they don't want to be ill-prepared. They want to be ready to suffer. Maybe they want to be ready to be some of those people who are great martyrs. I'm not saying we're not going to have martyrdom. We're having it right now. As we speak, people are being killed somewhere in the world because they're a child of God. This being what it is, it's always been that way. The whole church age has been littered with martyrs. Right now, we have one of the most martyred groups of people in history, but that might just simply be because there's more people in the world. So I can't take you and tell you, you know, like for instance, four people came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. How many were in Sodom and Gomorrah that lived there? And what's the percentage of going to be here? You know, it says in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, eight souls got on the ark, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot. I can't tell you what the percentages are. But I can tell you this, that people are being martyred to this day. And when you see that, you understand that you can look at things for the first time with new eyes because of 2 years of crazy. And you can think you've figured it all out in a minute and you haven't figured out anything yet. Right? And we have to be careful because you and I are supposed to be a little bit more seasoned saints. We're supposed to have our feet on the ground. And we're supposed to have our heads squarely fixed toward the celestial city, realizing that we're not appointed under wrath. Now, let me tell you a couple things. First of all, this is telling us that when you see the abomination of desolation sitting where he ought not, or standing where he ought not, or doing whatever he's not supposed to be doing, you have to know who that is. And you can't know that on its face until you read the Bible. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, the last verse, it says that the prince that shall come will make a covenant. And this is that week called the tribulation. It's what we understand. And I can't go through all that with you. But just remember, there's one week that's not been fulfilled of Israel's history. It says he's going to make or reconfirm a covenant with Israelites for 1 week. That's 7 years. When that happens, the tribulation begins. We could see some things that are on the agenda right now that would look like maybe that could look like it. It's not happening, but it could happen in the matter of a year or two. It could happen any time. But it could be 10, 15 years. All I'm saying is 7 years, and it begins when that covenant is confirmed. That's 7 more years of Israel's time. Israel's time. And the Bible says that when this abomination of desolation sits, there's a couple of places where we're told. 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2 talks about the Antichrist sitting in the holy place, declaring himself to be God. That's this. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that there's going to be two witnesses who are going to be preaching for 3.5 years during the tribulation. And when they're killed, there's going to be 3.5 more years. So that means there's 7 years. So these 7 years can't happen or be happening unless we have two witnesses preaching where? In front of the temple. Very interesting. They're going to be preaching for 3.5 years. Then they're going to be killed. They're going to lie in the streets for 3.5 days. And then everybody in the world is going to send gifts to each other because they're so glad these guys are dead. It's going to be a satanic Christmas. And then what's going to happen is they're going to be resurrected while CNN watches. The Bible says the whole world will see them raise up off the ground, stand up, give each other a holy hug, and they will hear the words from heaven saying, "Come up hither." Now, after this happens, that's when the Antichrist can get into that temple. He can't get in until those guys are out of the way. Listen to this. Chapter 11 of Revelation, in verse 2, he's been told to measure the temple court. He says, "Measure the temple." He says, "But the court that is without or outside the temple, leave that out and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles to tread underfoot for 42 months. So in other words, they're going to not be able to get in the temple for 42 months. That's 3.5 years. 42 months. That's 1260 days. That's 3.5 years. That's time and a half times. You see, God's got a very clear word here, okay? We're not going into the tribulation. The Gentiles are going to be doing a lot of bad stuff. Antichrist is going to be afoot. There's going to be a covenant that's going to be renewed with Israel. And for 3.5 years, they can't get into that temple. And it will be there. And that's when it happens. When that temple is being occupied, the Antichrist can get in. It's when those two men are killed and taken out of the way. Bible says in chapter 11 and verse 3, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy for 1,260 days. That's 3.5 years. So he's given us 42 months. He's given us 3.5 years. They're preaching. The outside court, the lost people are allowed to trample underfoot. But if anybody tries to touch my witnesses, Bible says fire will come out of their mouth and wipe them out right now. You can't get in here. You ain't going in, man. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do this, but if you come any closer, it's not going to be good for you. I'm telling you guys, God's got a plan. And the tele'o that I told you about is a plan that has a fulfillment and it has a timetable and it has a God who's in charge of that timetable. And he says in verse 7 of Revelation chapter 11, "And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war with them and shall kill them." When they finish their time, then he's going to kill them. And the Bible says in chapter 12, verse 12, it says, "Therefore, rejoice ye heavens." This is after the devil's been cast out of heaven. The Bible says, "Therefore, rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them, and woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth," listen, "he knoweth that he only has a short time." Well, how do we define that? Well, let's read a little bit further. "And to the woman was given two wings of a great eagle," because he makes war with the Israelites at this point, and they scatter when he says the Antichrist in verse 13. But here it says, "And to the woman were given two wings as of a great eagle to fly into the wilderness, into her place, that she should be nourished for a time, times, and half a time." That's 3.5 years. So what happened? Devil was cast out. Now he's got a short time. What's the short time? Definition. 3.5 years. So if you've got 3.5 years of them not getting into the temple, you've got 3.5 years of him getting into the temple, that's 7 years. And the devil is going to be clearly known to Christians who know their Bibles, but we're out of here. Okay? So the two witnesses are going to be preaching. That's the Antichrist. That's the son of Satan. That's the son of perdition. That's the dragon. That's the false prophet. That's the beast that rises up out of the sea. It's a clear 7 years. It's Israel's time. Church is gone. Bible says in verse 5 of chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, "And there was given unto the Antichrist," the beast, it says, and this is the political leader, it says, "it was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue," listen, "for 42 months. That's 3.5 years. Now, when he starts saying out loud what's not supposed to be said out loud, he's got 42 months. For the first 3.5 years, he's a white horse rider. I'm trying to help us to realize that there's a real program here. You're not going to be able to remember everything I said. But I'm telling you that there's a real program, and I'm convinced with all my heart that the 7 years are Israel's time. And I've got more. I'm just telling you, on the surface of these few chapters, you've got 1260 days. You've got time and a half times. You've got 42 months. First half, the second half, they're all right there, and they're clearly delineated as what they're going to look like. You're going to have 3.5 years of witnesses preaching, that's the Antichrist. Nobody's going to believe them. When they're dead, they're going to find out he is the Antichrist. Because now he's going to blaspheme. He's got 42 months to have a time where he's showing himself for what he is. He's the Antichrist in the sense that he's in the place of Christ and the world's going to have believed in him, and even Israel will have believed in him. But when they see him, verse 14 in our passage, standing where he ought not, that's when they need to get out of Dodge. And God's going to let him get out for 42 months. We just read that. Let your eye fall down to verse 19. For in those days shall be affliction. Greek word, phlipsis. It literally has the idea of tribulation. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And it says in verse 20, and except the Lord shorten those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he has shortened the days. Now, I've come to the belief, and I'm just telling you my take on this. You can do with it what you will. But when you understand the book of Daniel's prophecy of the 70 weeks of years, men have struggled with that for centuries trying to figure out what that meant. But it was cracked and understood in the past century and a half or so by men who were really committed to the fact that Israel was coming back, even though Israel had been gone over 1900 years. It was not even on the face of the earth. They had been wiped out in 70 AD, which I'll talk to you about here in a minute. But what I want you to realize, they were wiped out for 1900 years. They're back. People were saying, no, what's this thing? And then when they parsed it, they realized, you know what? Jesus came back 483 years in. There was 490 years that were supposed to be their history. There's 7 years left. That's the tribulation. God put that on hold. So what you have is you have what happened at 483 years. If you go back to the book of Daniel in chapter 9, you'll see that after 483 years, Messiah would come. And that's the triumphal entry. He entered on that very day. Isn't that crazy? He entered on that very day. And then it says, and after this, he will be cut off. He was cut off a week later, but not for himself. And then he tells you about Romans are going to come. They're going to wipe out Israel. That happened in 70 AD. That's what Jesus is referring to. Not one stone is going to be left upon another. They're looking at this and saying, this is awesome. Look how this is going. Isn't he doing us a favor? He says, man, I'm telling you, this is not going to last. This is going to be wiped out. You're going to even live long enough. Most of you, you're going to live long enough to see this happen. It's going to be ripped down and not one stone upon another. Why? Because Titus of Rome came and he not only razed the city, but in burning down the city, they literally had gold dripping through the cracks of these big boulders. I mean, these are huge stones. And so the soldiers set about ripping them apart. One stone was going to be left on top of another. Because the gold was right there. They had to rip it apart to get to it. Jesus prophesied pinpoint accuracy 483 years. Am I going to doubt him on the seven that haven't come yet? I am not. I am convinced that he knows what he's talking about. And when I read the book of Revelation, I see 1260 days of prophets, and I see 1260 days of the Antichrist being fully revealed. Well, now I'm starting to sit up straight, because if we were in it, and if we're going through it, listen, if you start seeing two men preaching over there on the Temple Mount, okay, tomorrow, on the news, well, then we'll have a conversation. But there's got to be two witnesses preaching and driving everybody nuts. Got to happen. Got to happen. The Bible says those days shall be shortened, and the reason I was going to say my take on this days shortened thing is, the reason it was so hard to figure out what these days were is because it was not 365 days years, it was 360 day years, which was a Jewish moniker. It was the Jewish imprimatur that was placed on that. And so when they backed off the 5 days for the 483 or 490, it was shorter. Okay, take five. So they're going to think, he's got 7 years. You think it's 365 days, years, and you think it's 7 years of 360 days. So the Antichrist is thinking, we're going to wipe him out. We got him right where we want him. And it's like right before he grabs him, it's like something like Roadrunner. And he's gone. What happened here? You see, you and I are living in some exciting times because famine's on the agenda. Death's on the agenda. Anarchy's on the agenda. Globalism's on the agenda. And the Bible says in verse 22, for false Christs and false prophets are going to come. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.